Matthew chapter 15, verse 21, the Bible said, "Then Jesus went thence and departed in the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Let me ask you a question. What would it be like to have Jesus say that of our faith? What would it be like, Brother Ralph, to hear Jesus say, Brother Ralph, great is thy faith? Amen. Brother Gail, what would it be like? I mean, I'm talking to men that are seniors. Hear the Lord say, great is thy faith. I believe that's a worthy goal in life, don't you? Brother Mike, you're a young man. I know there's decisions being made about property and a home, and I thank God for you. And Sister Amy, what would it be like to hear the Lord say, Michael, great is thy faith? That's a worthy goal. You can say whatever you want to. I don't know what I wouldn't rather the Lord say that about me as anything I know. Great is thy faith. He said to this woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence, and he came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee. And he went up into a mountain, and he sat down there. Let's pray together. Father, I know tonight that you're good. You're a good God, and you're good to us all the time. God, I know tonight, Lord, that you have something in mind for this service, as you did this morning. God, I pray that tonight, Lord, that we would, Lord, just give the Word of God and the Son of God, the Spirit of God, our undivided attention. Lord, that we'd concentrate for just a few minutes, Lord. Lord, that we might ask ourselves the question, in what areas could we improve? Or could I improve, Lord, that I might hear it said, great is thy faith. Lord, I pray tonight that, Lord, like the disciples of old, Lord, they ask you for two things that I can find in the Bible. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. And then they said, Lord, increase our faith. Lord, you've been good to us this last year around here. But God, I pray you'd increase our faith. Increase our faith here at Bible Way. Increase this pastor's faith. Help us, our Father, to honor you, Lord. God, I pray that you would help us in our homes and in our church to honor you with our lives, with our faith. I pray, Lord, tonight that you would bless this message, our Father. Lord, help me tonight. Strengthen me, God, and help me, Lord, to deliver what you've put in my heart. In Jesus' name, and amen. And amen. I want to look at some things tonight here in the Word of God, and trust it'll be a blessing to you. We're talking about great faith. We said this morning, and certainly it's a verse that every one of us ought to commit to memory, that without faith it's impossible to please God. For we must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And I believe that would be a good verse not only to commit to memory, but a good verse for us to say, well, you know, I'll pattern my life after that verse. And the Bible give us this woman this morning, this story. She's got a daughter that's vexed with the devil. And she comes to Jesus. She's a woman of Canaan. And she comes to Jesus and she cries out to the Lord. And we're going to get into some things tonight. We saw this morning an opportunity for great faith. Sometimes we see the obstacles and we see the need, but we don't see it as an opportunity for great faith, an opportunity to have the Lord work on behalf of the need. This is a simple little illustration today, but let's see, who was it was with me? I think it was Amanda. That's right, it was Brother Houston's daughter. And we were going through a buffet line. The Bible did say, buffet your body. Amen? And we were going through a buffet line, and Amanda, she took them tongs, and she turned over every piece of chicken in that tray. She said, there's one I'm looking for. I said, which one is it? She said, I want a chicken breast. And he said, ain't none in there. And so all I did was said to the lady back there, I said, do you have any chicken breast? She went back there and pulled out another big pan of chicken, and here come a chicken breast. And I thought, you have not, because you ask not. Yeah. Amen. Now, I didn't need to ask. All I wanted was three legs anyway. Amen. But she wanted a chicken breast. And he said, preacher, how come we don't have great faith? Sometimes just because we don't ask for it. And we don't line up with what God tells us in His Word will increase our faith. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not picking, but more of CNN is not going to increase your faith. By the way, more Fox News ain't either. And the Kingsport Times is not going to increase your faith. And there's nothing going on down to Eastman or any other plan, amen, it's going to increase your faith. It's going to take the Word of God to increase our faith. And the Bible, I believe if we, if you want more money, you either work longer or you invest wisely and things of that nature. Well, if you want more faith, amen, we need to spend more time in His Word and invest our time wisely. I believe that's a good thing right there, amen. I was listening to the Sunday school lesson this morning. I just barely got started on it, but I'm in agreement. I believe that that Hollywood and everything that's going on around you and I is not to build up our faith, it's to tear our faith down, amen. It's not to make us stronger, but to make us weaker, amen. And I believe God wants to make us stronger. You know, we don't have to go, even the way the religious world's going. We don't have to go. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever, amen. I thank God we can still live in a generation and make a difference for the glory of God. This morning we looked at the opportunity for great faith. This woman's daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. And we know that there was an opportunity here. I mean, Jesus is alive. How many has a need that only He can meet? There's an opportunity to express our faith, amen, and in God. Have faith in God, the Word of God said. Tonight, as we go on in the message, I want you to see, secondly, there's an outcry of great faith. Look at it here in the Word of God. She said, have mercy on me. You see that right there? She cries out. And she cried unto Him, saying, have mercy upon me. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And the Bible said in there, in the next verse there, the latter part of verse 23, His disciples came and besought Him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. There's an outcry. Amen, because it's coming out of great faith. She's evidently believing that somebody can help her situation. Amen. And so it's coming out of her. You say, preacher, I don't understand where that fits in the Bible. Well, what about Jeremiah 33:3? The Word of God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen. I believe the God of heaven is still answering prayer. And I believe He still wants us to cry out. Amen. And I'll tell you, sometimes this woman's crying out and it's coming out of her mouth. But sometimes some of the best crying out we've ever done, we can't even get it out of our mouth. It's just coming out of our heart. And our heart is crying out
to God. There's an outcry of faith. In Romans 10, the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In 2 Samuel, he said, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself, and the Lord will hear when I call unto him. I believe tonight God wants us to cry out to him. Amen. I believe one of the things that's missing in our generation, I'm not fussing and I'm not picking, but I tell you what we need. You know what would help our children and our grandchildren and our teenagers, amen, more than anything, would be to walk by a bedroom door and hear a mother or a father or both crying out to the God of heaven and asking God, amen, to help their children, asking God to bless their children. I'll tell you what would help us as a church, amen, is for the God of heaven to hear us throughout the week crying out, amen, God, help us down in Bible Way. God, help us to do the will of God. Increase our faith. Don't let us go backwards. Let us go forward for the glory of God Almighty. The outcry of faith. What was in this woman's heart was flowing out of her speech and out of her mouth. There was an outcry. Let me give you this. Not only is there an opportunity for faith, great faith, and there's an outcry of great faith, but I believe with all of my heart here that we see there's the object of great faith. You say, preacher, what is the object of great faith? There's two things here. At first, I only saw one, and it certainly is the main thing. But I'm going to show you something here tonight in the object of great faith. She said, Jesus. She said, Lord. She's talking about the Lord Jesus. She's speaking to him. And she said, have mercy upon me, O Lord, thou son of David. I believe that she came and worshiped him. And that the object of great faith was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you what. When you're talking to him, you're talking to the one that can do something about it. Amen. And the object of great faith was not the church. The object of great faith was not religion. The object of great faith was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. She came to the one who could do something about it. I want to give you some things here. You remember in Acts chapter 27 and verse number 25. You remember when Paul stood up and that ship was in the midst of the storm. You remember that? They had thrown the tackling overboard. And I'm telling you, they were in a mess. Paul stood up and he said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me. You shouldn't have loosed from Crete back there. God had already shown me that this voyage was going to be with much damage, both of the ship and the lading of the ship. He said, you shouldn't have loosed. But I tell you what Paul did. While they were up there doing everything they could do, he was down there talking to the one that could get them out of the storm and see him through on the other side. And he said, sirs, after long abstinence, he come and he said, sirs, he said, I believe God. Listen to what he said. He said, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. God had told Paul, I'll take care of it. I'll see you through. Nobody's going to lose their life. Stay with the ship. You'll make it to the other side. Amen. And thank God that's exactly what happened. Amen. Some of those shipmen were letting down the boat under color, under camouflage, so to speak. They were acting like they were just letting them down. They were going to get in the little boat and try to get away. And Paul made them cut the ropes. He said, you better stay with the ship. And I tell you, some on boards, some of them swam to land, but they all made it. Amen. And in the midst of that horrendous storm, he was able to say, I believe God. What was it? God was the object of his faith. He wasn't looking at the storm. He wasn't looking at the ship. He wasn't looking at the sailors. He was looking at a God that promised that he would see him through on the other side. Now, what if you and I looked at God in our storms and believed, Lord, all things work together for good to them that love God. Lord, I don't see any good in this. And it sure don't feel good being in this position in life. But God, you promised. And the object of our faith would be none other than the one that cannot break his promise. The Bible said she was involved here in her faith with the object of her faith being none other than the Lord. In Matthew 21:22, in all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer. Does anybody know what the next word is? All things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, I'm going to skip a word, you shall receive. Does anybody know what that word is? And all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, I skipped a word, you shall receive. Does anybody know what the word is? Believing. And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing. How many's prayed? How many's prayed in unbelief? How many's prayed believing? I'm going to tell you what the Bible say. Jesus said, it's that kind of faith that'll move mountains, amen. When we're, the object of our faith is the one, hey, glory to God. Do you get it? Amen. If he made the mountain, he can move it if he wants to. If he made the sea, he can part it if he wants to. Amen. Thank God tonight. The object of our faith is to be the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to notice something else here. I think this is important. There's a lesson for us right here. Notice this. Not only in the object of her faith, our great faith, was it the Lord Jesus Christ, but notice in verse number 23, the Bible said here, his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away. Now watch this. For she crieth after us. Now, wait a minute. You say, preacher, I don't understand what you got out of that. Let me help you just a minute. She didn't only have confidence in God. Help me right here. She had confidence in God's people. She had confidence in those that were walking with the Lord. How many's ever been down at the job and maybe somebody made fun of you until they needed a prayer answered? Until they needed somebody to pray for them, say amen. I tell you what, if you'll walk with God and you'll stay by the stuff, I'll guarantee you everybody's not going to like it. But I'll guarantee you this, when they need somebody to get a hold of God, they're not going to the liberal. Amen. They're going to go to that one that's walking with God. I believe this tonight. I believe it's important to see those disciples weren't always what they were supposed to be. And I can tell you tonight, Brother Gary, I'm not always what I'm supposed to be. But God help me to walk close enough to Jesus that if somebody needs help, they can have enough confidence, amen, to cry after me that I might try to get a hold of God on their behalf, amen. I'm not the high priest, Jesus is. But I tell you what we are tonight. We're, my friend, the Word of God tells us that we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. And God has given us access to the holiest of all. We ought to want to walk in such a way. Help me, Jesus. I'm looking back here at you, Brother John. We ought to want to walk in such a way that if that Hayden had some burden on his heart, he could say, surely my papa can get a hold of God. Surely my papa can get a hold of God. Surely my papa can get a hold of God. Or Henry, he could say, surely my daddy can get a hold of God. Or Brooke, surely my mommy can get a hold of God. How many believes that's right tonight? There, my friend, is not only the opportunity for great faith, and not only the outcry of great faith, but there's the object of great faith. I'm not putting us in the place of the Savior. But I'll tell you what I do believe. Paul said, follow me, even as I also am a follower of Christ. And I believe that one of the reasons that woman, she was able to cry out to those disciples and she was able to ask them for help is because she could see that they were walking with, in the same direction, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I believe that's important tonight. God help us tonight. You know what I believe? Listen, you might think I'm crazy. But I believe if we'll stay at it, we can develop a reputation in this community. When this community needs somebody to pray, they'll stop or holler at somebody around here. So would you ask them down there at Bible Way to get a hold of God for us? Amen. I tell you, I believe we can do that for the glory of God. The object of great faith. I see an opportunity. How many believes we have an opportunity in this generation to make a difference? How many believes, my friend, that we have an opportunity in our homes? We have an opportunity in our church, in our community. There's the opportunity for great faith, the outcry of great faith. And I believe there is the object of great faith. Do people have enough confidence in us as Christians to cry after us, to ask us to pray? Do they have enough confidence in us to know that if they share something that's down in their heart, that it won't be blabbed out everywhere? It'll just be taken to the throne of God. Amen. That's the way it ought to be. Amen. That's the way it ought to be. Then I want to give you this tonight. Boy, I thank the Lord for great faith. This woman stirring my heart. She's challenging me tonight. Amen. God, make me more like this woman. Make me more like her. There's an opportunity. There's an outcry. There's an object of great faith. But then I want to give you this tonight. There's the obstacles of great faith. Just as sure, I believe today, in these two services today, I don't know who and I don't know how many, but surely somebody's going to leave out of these services and say, Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase my preacher's faith. Lord, increase the faith around my home. Increase the faith around our church. I believe surely that'll happen. Amen. But just as sure as that happens, there are going to be some obstacles. Amen. Along the way. Now, I want to give you something tonight. Listen to it here in the scripture. I want to give you something. The obstacles didn't stop this woman. Let's look at them for just a moment. Number one, I see the obstacle of silence. Look here what the Bible said in verse 23 in the first part of the verse. She cried out, have mercy upon me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Notice this. But he answered her not a word. Can anybody get a hold of that? Can anybody get a hold of her heart right there? I mean, surely she's thinking all the way to Jesus. If I can just get to him, if I can just tell him, it'll be all right. And the word of God said she cried out in great faith, and he said nothing. Silence. I'm going to tell you something. Silence might be golden, but not when it's God being silent on the believer. Say amen. And there's silence, but it doesn't deter her. It doesn't stop her. The word of God said, he answered her not a word. But she keeps on going. Watch this. Not only silence, if that's not bad enough, then the disciples say, send her away. Send her away. I don't know about you, but if I was all excited about getting to Jesus, just knowing he's going to do something, he can do it. All excited. And then I get there and he doesn't say anything. And then the disciples, it even gets worse. They said, Lord, send her away. Get her out of here. She's aggravating us. Some of you have already learned in that text and media not to say, Pastor, I hate to bother you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're asking me to pray bothers me, you need another pastor. That's the truth. I love you. And I believe we love one another around here. And if we can't take time to pray for one another, we're in bad shape. Amen. But there's silence. This woman gets silence from Jesus and send her away from the disciples. What's she do? She just keeps marching. I like that. I like that. He said, preacher, what are you going to do if you don't hear from God? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to mark that down as a temporary condition. And I'm going to keep asking. I'm going to keep knocking. I'm going to keep seeking the face of God until I do hear from God. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart that's what the Bible meant when it said over there, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If you study that word out, those words in the Greek, it means ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. How many remembers the story of the person that came at midnight? Jesus, it's a parable. They wanted some bread. And they, everybody done went to bed. You know the story in the Bible, don't you? And the Bible said that because of their importunity, they just kept on. Amen? I'm going to tell you what, if you're trying to sleep and somebody's doing that, after a while I'm going to get up. Say amen. Amen. And God said that He would help us if we would just not give up. If we would just go on instead of the obstacles stopping us. Just go on through the obstacles. Let me read that story to you. He said unto them, which of you have a friend, shall go unto him at midnight, say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. My children are with me in the bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. You say, preacher, why aren't we getting anything? Maybe because we're not asking for something. He that seeketh findeth. Why aren't we finding anything? It's because we're not seeking. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask of you, that is his father. If he should ask a piece of bread, will he give him a stone? If he ask a fish, would he give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, would he give him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? He wants us to ask. She's got all kinds of obstacles. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If you've been married very long, you know about that obstacle of silence. I'd rather that woman fuss than just not say nothing. Say amen, unless you're afraid to. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're not going to serve the Lord long. There are going to be some times when it's just going to seem like He's silent. How many's ever discovered that the problem wasn't on his end, it was on yours? When them heavens turn into brass, 9 out of 10 times I find out it's my iniquity that's separated between me and my God. There's something I need to get fessed up and cleaned up. Say amen. Then I get the channel open once again. Down there in the hospital, I don't know a lot of the medical terminology, but they have a way that when you put an IV in a person's arm, every so often it has to be flushed out. If it's not flushed out, then the goods that are in the bag are not reaching the bloodstream that it's meant to reach. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now, children of God. Every now and again we need to be flushed out. We need to let the Holy Ghost just run through. Amen. And just clean up a little bit. Amen. And help us that we might increase our faith and believe God. Let me give you the last thing tonight. What a woman. What a great faith. What a great God that we have tonight. There's the opportunity for great faith. There's the outcry of great faith. The object of great faith. The obstacles of great faith. But then let me give you this tonight in closing. There's the outcome of great faith. Let me ask you something tonight. I prayed for my brother for almost 20 years. At times I was intense in prayer, and at times I was not. But how many believes when my brother called me? This is the brother that he's got 2 boys. This is the brother that I've seen take his boys at 8 and 10 years old. And put them up against the wall and say, dry it up, boy. Men don't cry. Men don't cry. He had been in the military. And I'm telling you, he was rough. My brother called one night. And I'm telling you, there was tears and snot going everywhere on the other end of that line. God had saved his never-dying soul. He said, preacher, was it worth it? How many believes it's worth it? But see, we're living in a generation and in a society that wants it now. Well, yeah, I'd like for him to got saved the first time I prayed for him, but it don't work that way all the time. God's wanting us to exercise great faith and just believe and believe and believe and keep on and keep on and keep on seeking his face. What happened? The outcome of great faith. Here's a daughter that was grievously vexed of the devil. Now she's made whole. How many believes that daughter got to hear this story? You think you've heard some preaching today. I'd tell you, I'd like to hear that mama's rendition of what Jesus did that day. Telling her daughter how good God is. Amen. Thought about a man by the name of Charlie P. I hope Charlie will come by and visit with us sometime. I don't know. Charlie's probably in his 40s now, isn't he, honey? He's probably getting close to 45 years old or so. He lived over there in Wise. I prayed for that boy. He was lost. He was a good moral man. He didn't cuss and all that stuff and drink and run around. He was just a good moral man, worked hard, built him a house over there, had a good wife and a good son, a good child, and he worked hard, but he was lost. Sat down there in that old parsonage at a coal stove one morning. We sat down there about 6 o'clock, 5:30 or 6 o'clock. I had that thing turned up good and cherry red. It's 15 degrees outside. I mean, I had to smoke a ball, and I stoked her up. I said, Charlie, my heart's heavy. I got to talk to you. He pulled up a chair and said, have at it, Rick. And I tell you, for about an hour, hour and a half, I just more or less preached to him and begged him to get saved. But there was a problem. He was listening. I believe to a degree he believed everything I was telling him. But there was absolutely no working of the Spirit of God at that time in his life. And I told him, I said, Charlie, now we'd already known each other for some time. Amen. I said, Charlie, I'm not going to be preaching to you every time I see you. I said, but I'm going to be praying for you. And I left that country over there praying for him. I told him when I left, I said, Charlie, the day's going to come. I'm believing God. The day will come when you're going to be saved by the grace of God. I said, Charlie, I want to know about it. On a Tuesday night, my phone rang. That's when we still had one on the wall. Amen. Amen. Charlie stuttered on the other end of that line. He said, hello, brother. I said, Charlie, is that you? Yeah, it is. I said, you got saved, didn't you, son? He said, yeah, I did. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you, somebody prayed for him. I didn't save him, but I talked to the one who could. And I believe that the one who could save him by his grace. I believe with all of my heart tonight that God wants us. How many's heard that song McCamey sang years ago? Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They sacrificed their time. They fell down on their knees and prayed for me. They had no doubt. You know what this woman's got? No doubt, Brother Randy. She just stays right with the stuff. Yeah, Lord, I know that I'm not nothing but a dog. But Lord, I know this. Boys, if I could just get some of them crumbs that falls from the master's table, what a difference it would make. Amen. She said, it's not meat. Jesus said, it's not meat for me to give the children's bread to the dogs. Truth, Lord. She didn't argue with him. She said, Lord, you told the truth. But even the dogs desire the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus said, woman, great is thy faith. I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe it would change our prayer life if we get to the place, Brother John, where we're not begging him for a loaf, but just begging him for some crumbs. I believe he'd honor that. Amen. I really do. God, just give us some crumbs. Let us see some of our youngins helped. Let us see some of our brothers and sisters helped. Moms and dads helped and saved. Let us see this community saved by the grace of God. I believe it make a difference. I believe it make a difference. Some of them old preachers prayed for years. before they got an answer. But I tell you tonight, this woman right here, she was not going to be hindered. She went right on. The Bible said here, notice after this, in verse 30, great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Let me just say this to you. I'm not speculating here. Maybe in a way I am, but it looks to me like, let me word it like that, that because of this woman's great faith, they've seen her daughter raised up. What'd they do? They started running and getting the rest of them. Say amen. That needed the touch of the Master's hand. I believe tonight that is the outcome of great faith. Great faith doesn't stop with you and me. God didn't save us just to take us to heaven. If he had, he'd have knocked us in the head today. He saved us and took us on. Amen. But God left us here that we could make a difference in the lives of others for the glory of God. How many believes that tonight? The outcome of great faith. How many's been challenged by this woman? I know I have. Amen. I know tonight I want to cry out, God, increase my faith. I want to just be, you know, I'm growing a little bit in my Christian experience, but I tell you, I just don't want to be knocked down by every little thing that comes along. Amen. I just want to go on with God and believe God and believe him, knowing that he can and he will do what he said he would. Amen. I'm just glad you come this way tonight. Thank God tonight for this woman that believed God. Thank God tonight for a church that wants to increase. He must increase. We must decrease. Now what happens when we decrease? Our faith increases. That's exactly what happens. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for the word of the living Lord. Thank you for this dear woman, Lord. This story in the Bible, Lord, how it has stirred my heart. Lord, it's stirred my faith. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that Avery and Aaron and Aubrey, Josh and Jordan, Lucas, little Bryson, Lord, I pray, Lord, that when they need somebody to pray, they could say, Papa, would you pray? God, I pray tonight, Lord, that God, our precious people here, when they need somebody to pray, could say, Pastor, would you pray? God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you would just give the increase in our faith. Help us, Lord Jesus, tonight. God, help us to be more like Jesus, to be more like this woman, and to even go back and reconsider these scriptures, Lord, and see how, Father, that we could have an increase in our faith. Lord, help us to spend more time this week. Lord, I knew it was coming. I've already experienced it. I've already found myself rushing a little bit with so much to do. God, there's nothing more important than that book in our lives. God, would you help us, Lord? Help us not to run ahead of you. Help us to wait upon the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.